Excellent. Are we just going to do the soft...
Should we do a little intro for camera?
Soft opening.
Oh, hello and welcome to the Campervan Cast.
I think just chatting, and then okay. We can say hello to everybody on YouTube who's watching. Mm-hmm. So, hello everybody, and welcome to the first episode of the Campervan Cast with myself, Lee Hicks.
And myself, Dan Barr.
Excellent.
I'm feeling a little bit offended, by the way.
Go.
I mean, we've had the YouTube channel for almost a year now, and I haven't featured too much, and the podcast has come along, and I'm regular. The phrase "face for radio"
definitely
does sort of spring to mind a little
definitely
bit. But I'm going to put that behind me.
I can't say that sort of thing. that sort of thing can't be said, because we've already said that, or you've already been accused of a mini-me, so if I say you've got a face for radio, I'm basically saying I've got
a
face for radio.
Well, yeah, we do. So. We do dress the same, but I guess that's the definition of uniform.
It's called
it?
Uniform. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's why it has been brought up. So, yes, are you excited for your new podcast?
Podcast, baby.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
We've been talking about it for a while, and it's finally upon us.
Yes, we are recording our first podcast. The date is December the...
No, it's not December.
No, November.
Because if it was December the 26th, we're sat here on Boxing Day. But we'd rather have... We're sitting at home eating some food, but...
November
the 26th, 2020.
We have just been told that we are in a certain tier for our area. We're down in East Sussex, and we are tier two, I believe.
Tier two, yes.
Hurrah. So if you are watching this on YouTube, hello everybody. We are socially distancing ourselves for such things. Apart from the fact that we work together, and you know we spend blooming every day together, the fact that we need to show people that we're social distancing, we need to show that.
Yes.
So, November, this is the first of, we're hoping, many podcasts.
Yeah, so that was one of the things we were talking about earlier, is where do you see this podcast going?
Well,
it's a very broad question.
Aspirations.
Yeah.
Aspirations. Oh.
We've got some guests that we want to get involved.
Yeah. Ultimately, I'd like to have a podcast every week, as well as a YouTube show every week. I would like to work with lots of different companies, and I don't know, a sponsor maybe, that'd be cool.
Sponsor, any big companies out there watching?
Yeah, Milwaukee, Snap-on, I don't know.
To name a few.
Yeah, Coca-Cola, we all drink enough Coke here, so.
We'll get some product placement next week.
Having a sponsor would be rad.
Yeah, I mean, we are very lucky to have our Patreon supporters that have got us to where we are in terms of this podcast. We used their the Patreon money to buy the equipment.
We have just over 100 Patreon supporters, and thank you everybody for just pledging and supporting the channel, and it's because of you guys we have been able to purchase these beautiful Rode microphones and the audio equipment to go with it as well, and we've been able to actually start this recording.
Yeah, it's great in that sense, as we're putting that money back into the content that we're making. And we did want to do it a little bit earlier, this podcast. We put a blog on our website, if anyone's seen on there, probably about a year ago now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of announcing it. That's when we had the idea. And then a lot's gone on since then, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, as you said, we're now at the stage where we're as a country, we're in tears. But COVID stopped a lot of things. Not that I want to harp on too much about that. But yes, it's changed a lot. But as a result, we started the whole Patreon side of things. So... as a Patreon supporter, you know, you get some benefits such as one-on-one assistance from us. If you've got a question regarding camper vans or anything like that, we also give you exclusive footage. So we record some back to basics or behind the scenes type things. And we're providing you extra content for as little as... what, £1 a month, something like that. But it's because of those we've been able to do this podcast. So, yeah, once again, everybody, thank you very much. Super. So why a podcast, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, the podcast idea, I mean, you've had it for a while, but we...
I've always wanted to do it for like a year.
You listen to a lot of podcasts, don't you? So you've got an interest there. I mean, it's just another way of producing content, and another way for people to watch it and listen to it as well, because obviously everyone's busy, and a podcast is great in the fact of you can have it on in the car, you can have it on when you're doing housework or other, when you're going to the gym.
I absolutely love listening to podcasts. It takes me a half hour to drive here, and if there's an hour long podcast I listen to, you know, half of it on the way to work and half of it on the way back home, and it's brilliant. And there's a few people out there who I listen to, certain podcasts, and they've inspired me to do this sort of thing. And it's the same again with YouTube. I watch X amount of YouTube channels, and they inspired me to start, you know, the Coombe Valley Campers YouTube channel. So yes, actually, those of you who are listening to the Campervan Cast and don't know a little bit of background about us, so myself and Dan, we are, well, I started Coombe Valley Campers. Dan is our main man at Coombe Valley Campers as well.
Nearly 2 years in.
Yes. And so we build and restore and convert camper vans out of any sort of van. But 2 years ago, we decided to start a YouTube channel to show people how to convert camper vans.
Yeah, so that's quite interesting because the YouTube channel started at a very similar time as I started with the company. So I've seen it sort of from day one and don't really remember too much of the company without it. It's always sort of been about...
Literally when, your first day, I mean, we started filming, I think.
Yeah, the first ever job I really got involved with was being recorded. So it was sort of, you started it, I'm new to the sort of the van building and hadn't really been in that trade before. And it was sort of like, right, let's go.
Oh, proper wet behind the ears.
Being filmed, by the way, as well. So it's like, okay. So yeah, that was back when we did the bay window...
Window fitting.
Yeah. It wasn't the first video we released, but it was the first one we filmed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, that was almost only a couple of weeks into starting. So yeah, it's been really exciting to watch it grow. And it is.
And we started with, because I actually started the YouTube channel itself when I started the business in 2016. So we've always had a Coombe Valley Campers YouTube channel, but yeah. I released 2 5-minute clips, maybe.
I think we should re-release those at some point.
Oh, they're long gone.
You and your Christmas jumper.
And yeah, I think when we actually then put our first video out of the new phase of Coombe Valley Campers YouTube, we had 24 subscribers. And we are, well, it's 2 years in Easter 2021. And we're currently, end of November, nearly 36,000 subscribers. So
it's grown quite a bit every week.
And going back to why we're doing the podcast, obviously some people don't have time to listen to some people don't have time to watch the videos, or it's not convenient for them to watch the video. So if we can bring everybody an audio version of what we do, then why the hell not? I think I'm just itching to do this, and I'm so excited that we've actually got it. And thank you. If you're listening, thank you so much, because it's been a bit of a dream of ours, isn't it, for a while. And again, thanks to all those patron supporters who've pledged and helped and everything else. It's because of you guys. So, yeah, once again, thank you. So, yeah, that's basically the podcast. Why the podcast? It's an alternative form of content for people to enjoy, for people to divulge in, because that might be the only form of content that they can get their hands on or that's convenient for them. You know, people do it whilst they're mowing the lawn, walking the dog, just going for a walk or driving to work, whatever it may be. A podcast is a very good way to get that information across.
It's going
to
be slightly different information as well, because obviously on our YouTube channel, it's predominantly the how-to videos. Mm-hmm. And they're what's most popular, and that's what we make the most of. Whereas this is going to be a little bit different. We're going to be talking to the industry experts, and not behind the scenes, but it won't be a fact of we'll be sat here going, right, if you want to carpet your van, step one, you're going to open the carpet. It'd be really, really difficult to put that across, and I think the concept wouldn't work with that because it's such a... The channel is so visual.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you are listening to this, you can also watch what we're doing right now. We are filming it. So everybody on YouTube, once again, hello, how are you doing? We are filming the channel, or we are filming the podcast. So, the visual side is very important because obviously some people learn by watching, some people learn by doing, some people learn by listening. But yes, in terms of the podcast, we shall be bringing in guests to talk about what they do in their field. So, for example... Well, I guess the first 10 or so episodes, we want to help people along with their camper van builds, right?
Yep.
So first off, it's going to be, why the hell do you want to build a camper van?
Yep.
You know, why? Why camper van?
A bit more sort of personal advice than how to. I mean, we've got...
Well, it's what people haven't considered. You know, with the current situation in the world, people can't go on holiday abroad by a plane. You know, so traveling by plane. So
by a plane, depending on the budget.
So the other option is to go camping or get a camper van.
Yeah.
And as we've all seen, and people might have seen the camper van market's gone crazy, and as an amazing consequence, we've gone crazy as well in terms of people wanting advice and things like that. So, but if you are new into the camper van scene, or you have absolutely no idea what to do in terms of camper vans, we are going to be taking you through step by step, every single step of the way. So if, so again, like I said, the first episode, or the first episode after this one, is why a camper van? Mm-hmm. You know, why are you getting one? Are you planning to go to campsites? Are you planning to go to festivals? Are you planning to go around Europe? How many people are you going to sleep in it? You know, just yourself and a couple of dogs, or yourself and your partner, or kids? And there's so many things to consider.
Yeah, the vans aren't the same in any sense. Yeah. They might look the same from the outside, but depending on what you're going to use it for, it makes a massive difference.
Absolutely.
What's going on the inside.
And that's the beauty of the information you can get today. Like, obviously, people look at Pinterest and Instagram and YouTube and get so many different ideas for vans that it's just a minefield of information. So what we'd like to do, really, I guess what it's down to, we want to bring some clarity into buying, searching for, finding the right vehicle for you. Not necessarily a van, it could be a bus, it could be a small car, whatever it may be. We want to walk you through that with the help of us, who have been converting them for X amount of years, and industry experts. So one of our first guests is going to be somebody who buys and sells vans daily and can tell people what to look out for. You know, we want to do another one on sound deadening and insulating a van, a huge subject that people go crazy for over the internet. And we're going to bring one of the guys down from Dodo Mats so we can have a good chit chat about the stuff we're doing and what he recommends, and the age-old question, do we need a vapor barrier? Stuff like that. You know, there's going to be so many things we can do, and we've already got a couple of guests booked in. And, yeah, I just hope that if you're listening to this now and you think, oh, you know, it's just another podcast, well, we're not just going to be a form of entertainment. It's going to be a form of, you know, assistance and helping you. And
yeah, and it's another way for us to answer our frequently asked questions as well, because if you've seen our blogs on our website, a lot of those are taken from our frequently asked questions that we get asked all the time.
Absolutely.
Instead of putting out a response to everyone, we'll sit down and we'll write a blog on it and put a good comprehensive answer together so that it's there for more people to see. So it'll be, yeah, as you say, a vapor barrier. How much insulation do I need? Do I need to spend X amount to do this? And I think by ticking all those questions off slowly each week, we can get some good content out there.
Yeah, and say in 10 episodes of this, we've gone from the basics of choosing the right vehicle, even deciding if a camper van is right for you. You know, it might just be converting your small car to have a leisure battery and then have a tent or an awning. You know, people have got different budgets, people have got different ideas of travel, things like that. So starting from that very beginning, that sort of little glint of an idea in your mind that I want a camper van, we want to be the place that you can come to. We can chit-chat about it and give you advice, and we want to open up to questions as well. So we've already asked you know, people who listen on Patreon, or people who are Patreon supporters will know that we are quite responsive to everybody who's asks us questions and everything else. And what we did about an hour ago, 2 hours ago, didn't we? We put that out there and said, right, have you got any questions for us? And we'll go through that later. But I think, first of all, we just wanted to have a chit-chat about, you know, who we are, what we do, or is that going to be covered by the questions? I can't quite remember.
The Patreon have pretty much written our first episode for us, so
really?
Thank you to those. Because, yeah, we've got a couple that sort of asking a bit of company history, about our personal interests. Some of them have been a little bit sort of more intended for our Q&A Wednesdays,
okay,
which we'll probably leave for that.
Which you'll find on our YouTube channel.
Yes, which you can find on YouTube, King Valley Campers. So yeah, we'll stick. So I mean, we could do those now, and then we could fill in the blanks.
Sure.
So yeah, we're currently now looking at our Patreon questions that we've had sent in, and I'm gonna go with the first one from Ellie Fickett.
Ellie, she is one of our longest standing patrons, or one of our most active.
Yeah. So Ellie came to our event that we
Hello, Ellie. We
had.
Nice to see you.
Campers and Coffee, which we ran. When was that?
I have no idea of the dates at the moment. I think it was before we went into a second lockdown. It was just before, I don't know, it was when the first wave of regulations slowed down.
Yeah, when they eased the eat out to help out. It was that sort of phase, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So on that sort of time, we put out onto our Patreon, we're having a very small event. Anyone that's able to, we're limiting tickets, obviously, because of our space. And yes, Ellie was one of the people that came down and saw us, and she'd picked up her van only about a month before the event.
That's right.
So,
yeah,
it was.
And she was utilising fully what we do as, you know, a Patreon service, so to speak. And she was asking questions daily, which is perfect, really. Yeah. But what's her question?
So here we go. What is the best thing about doing the YouTube, and what is the worst? We'll stake first. It's a two-part question, so we'll go about a bit fast. What is the best thing about YouTube, and what is the worst bit?
Okay, best thing for me about YouTube is the feedback that we get.
You love people tagging you in things.
It's that. It's more, and I've said this before, and you've probably heard me say this before, it's worth people's feedback and people saying thanks for what we've given them is worth more than any money in the world to me. The fact that people are being inspired by YouTube, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's really fun to make, and that is an excellent part of it. We have a great time doing it, we have a good laugh, but it's the response we get. And, you know, people have also asked why we do it, but it's just the help that we can provide.
Well, you started it to give back to the community from when you started off.
That's right.
Many moons ago, when you used the forums and stuff like
that's
that.
Right.
So you wanted to
put I built my first van via internet forums and books. I bought a camper van book, or how to convert a camper van
book. That's another story.
So, yeah, there wasn't such thing as YouTube. There may have been. Anyway, YouTube was in its infancy, so people weren't really doing what we're doing now there. But forums are very, very active when I built the first camper van. So that's where I got all my information. And I, you know, people would spend hours writing forums and taking pictures. And I even documented my first build on what's called Club 8090, which is a VW T3 T25 specialist forum page, and I documented the whole build, so it's out there. I'll see if I can find the link.
Find that,
yeah, I'll find the link and see if we can list it in the description. So yeah, I mean, ever since I started the business, I wanted to do a YouTube, but it was only in Christ, when was it? Early 2018 or 2019? Yes, early 2019 we started our first, but it took 3 years to sort of establish the business, establish our name, get some funds together to a point that we can actually take a day out each week and make episodes. But no, to answer the first part of the question, it's the feedback we get and the fact that people are actually building and converting camper vans through what we are providing them on YouTube, and it's brilliant and we love it.
And the worst bit? I mean, that's probably not for you. I reckon it's probably Ali's hours and hours of editing he has to do it.
Well, it's kind of his job and his passion, isn't it? Ali loves to do the filming and editing, and that's why he comes in and helps us. And I look forward to actually bringing him in so we can all have a good chit-chat.
That's actually a little side note. You wanted from the start for the editing and the video quality to be sort of top-notch, didn't you? You didn't want to just sort of...
I knew what I was good at.
Shaky cam video on
there were so
YouTube.
Many YouTube videos out there, and, you know, no disrespect to any of the other YouTube videos, but there's so many YouTube videos out there that are, my name's Dave, I'm doing it on my drive. Whereas we've got the workshop, we're undercover, we've got some good light, and we've got a guy who knows how to film. Yeah. Ali's been filming for donkey's years. You know, he's only a young lad, but the fact that he's been filming his mates do skateboard and BMX tricks since he was 11... you know, goes to show that he knows what to do when he's sat behind a camera. So to have Ali come in and do it and then edit it, it's just, well, it's made the channel what it is today.
Yeah.
But no, in terms of the worst thing for me, sometimes you get some not so pleasant people on the
people
feedback.
People mean to you, Lee. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've got pretty thick skin. You're not going to upset me. You're going to have to try quite hard to upset me, but it does put a little bit of a downer for me for about, I don't know, about half a minute, something like that.
I think as well, when you start putting the content out there, you're always going to get that, aren't you? Because when you think, the amount of nice comments you get about it, and, oh, you've really helped me manage to do this, and this is a picture of it, and I've now taken my family on holiday, and all that sort of stuff.
But in reality, no disadvantages, mate.
Yeah.
No disadvantages. So, Ellie, thank you for your question. There really isn't any bad bits to me, really.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always enjoying it. And her second part of the question is, why do you do the YouTube rather than converting full-time? And I guess that would be because you enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the main reason is, and we've had to talk about this to other people in the past, when I'm building a van, I'm helping one person, that customer.
Yep.
One person. Whereas if I put out a YouTube video, I can help 1,000 people, 10,000 people. In terms of carpeting, that's now got something like 600,000 views. So we've potentially helped thousands of people doing all the time.
Yeah, and if you run in the numbers, even if only 10% of people are actually
if I've just helped one person out one video, perfect. And again, this is why we're doing this.
My question...
Go on.
Was that a shock to you? Did you expect it to be the numbers? Because we always do it, don't we? We get make another milestone. When we got 10,000, it was like, wow, we got 10,000. Then it went to 20,000. Now we're at 35,000.
35,000 subs is mad.
Yeah. Did you think it was going to do that? Or is it a sort of...
I didn't think it would do it so quick.
Yep.
But, you know, without sounding cocky, I knew we could, with the team that we've got and the content that we can give people, I knew we'd get subscribers, but I didn't think it'd happen so quick.
Yeah.
No, we've got lots of work out there, but we work bloody hard for it. You know, we really put the hours in.
Well, that's the thing.
I do all my editing of the... I don't do video editing, but in terms of, like the description on the YouTube and then putting the YouTube out there on social media and stuff like that. I do it late on a Saturday night, early on a Sunday morning. Like, I don't speak to my kids for like the first couple of hours on a Sunday morning because I'm uploading and then, you know, putting the video out there at 9 o'clock in the morning. So,
yeah. You know. And I think that's a point to mention is it is quite a small team in that sense.
Definitely, yeah.
And we don't sort of ship it all off for other people, other companies. So it is sort of what everything you see is what we're doing. And it's the one of the YouTube description things that takes a while is the timestamps.
Yeah, timestamps. If we've got an hour-long video, for example, I've got to watch that video for an hour and a half, or an hour, and then I've got to stop it, write a description, then timestamp it, and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that can be just 2 hours, just the timestamping of the video. And I don't have to do that. However, if you're watching an hour-long video, and you start it from the beginning, you want to be able to click on a link or a hyperlink or whatever it may be and you go, right, okay, that's right to the point I want it. He's unscrewing the right hand screw for taking the dash out or whatever. So if you leave the video for a day or two, you can sort of hit yourself straight back to it. So yeah, again, it's just helping out.
Brilliant. So the next question is from Maxime I failed on the name.
Maxime.
Should we just say Maxime? We'll keep it on first name, just be informal. Bit of a personal / company history. Now we've gone into that a little bit. And his next question is, do you have any passions? So,
well, we'll start with the company history. Basically, in a very, very quick nutshell, I don't know.
20 minutes later. And that brings us on to today.
Yeah, so started the business March 2006 with £250. 2016. Jeez.
Yeah.
March 2016, and I started the business with £250. I just sold a Mark II Golf for profit. I used that £250 for my first down payment on the unit that I worked from, the first unit from Coombe Valley Campers. And I had all my tools.
And it's interesting to note as well, that's only the other side of the wall.
It's the other side of this wall.
You literally just jumped over the unit.
Yeah, jumped over the wall. We're now in this unit. But yeah, so a down payment for the unit, and all I had was one good customer and all the tools that I owned, and that was it. And we rebuilt a completely restored bay. Well, we restored a bay that had just come out of paint. It came to me as a rolling shell, no engine, no running gear, no anything. And we completely rebuilt it up and got it MOT'd. And that was my first job as Coombe Valley Campers. And, you know, what an epic car that is.
That was quite a good job as well. It's had a few magazine covers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Features.
And then it kind of snowballed really into what we have now. We've had different people, different staff. We moved to this unit about 2.5 years ago, and it's just kind of grown. But what was the second part of that one? Sorry.
So we've got, what did you do before CVC?
Again, going right back in the year 2000 at measly age of 16, I joined the British Army. I did 8 years as a career. In the British Army, went out to Iraq and did all that sort of stuff. In 2008, I came out of the military and went into engineering. And I sort of found myself in high voltage engineering, and that was awesome. But I had to travel up and down the country and...
A bit more than the 12-volt systems you do.
So I was working in power stations all over the country. I was travelling to Canada. I was travelling to New York. I was travelling to Ireland. I was travelling to all these places to work on power stations and substations. But it was the travel that stopped us, really, from doing it.
Yeah.
However nice it is to be fed 3 square meals a day and be put up in hotels every night, it can get pretty tiring. And want to start a family, etc., etc. So... worked for a camper van conversion company for about a year and a half. That's just up the road. Then I joined the council.
You did your planning and all that sort of stuff. Slightly different.
Property planning and stuff like that. Yeah, real dull. sorry to anybody who's in planning in the councils.
Just lost a few viewers there. Yeah.
No, it was. There were certain elements that were exciting because I was in environmental and planning enforcement. So I was kind of this civilian police officer working for the council, so to speak.
Hiding
so that was
in trees,
hiding in trees,
people,
and watching people dump rubbish. Yeah, it was very odd. But yes, because I had my two babies, I realised I didn't have enough time for my hobby, which was working on cars and VWs. So I wanted to be able to work on my hobby and still see my children. So hence the company was born.
Brilliant.
So that's about it in a nutshell.
Any other passions is his next question.
I'm a bit of a film nerd.
Yep, you love the films.
I love the films. Anything harking back to the 80s all the way up to modern day Star Wars and Avengers and things like that. So yeah, I love sitting down with my girls. They're both at a good age now where we can all sit down and watch the films together, so we can all nerd out together.
Brilliant. So the next ones is what I mentioned about the Q&A Wednesdays. There's a couple that are quite specific to
I think we'll leave those
for
like a Q&A Wednesday.
What's the best way to save money when converting a van? Do you want to go into that quickly, or
do it yourself?
do it yourself. Watch our videos.
Yeah, watch the videos. Do as much research as you can. Maybe buy a book. Yeah. Maybe rope in some friends to help. Join your local club. You know, there might be. Say if you're in the VW circles, for example, the VW community is huge, and there's always someone willing to help. Failing that, you might have, you know, a great uncle or a grandfather or some, you know, somebody who's got some tools and a little bit of knowledge and know-how that will help you or assist you. Or even get your buddies involved, you know. Watch our videos. Get some raw materials. I mean, you can convert a van for pennies if you want to.
Yeah.
Just got to know where to look. And I really look
forward.
You know, that's one of the ideas we've got for a future video.
Yeah.
I really want to build, like, a camper van for the cheapest you can.
Yeah,
and that is, like, hitting the skips, hitting the secondhand shops when they're all open. You know, going around industrial estates and picking up wiring, picking up pallet wood and stuff like that, and building a van for literally free.
Yeah,
if we can build a camper van for free in a video, I think that would be a
You're
really
You're not
cool.
allowed to use any of your contacts. That's got
this
to be the
it.
Rule.
No, absolutely. Because, I'll just go around and I'll buy a van for like, or as cheap as possible. Let's try and find the cheapest van we can.
Yep.
And then convert it for free. I think that would be quite a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
There's lots of people out there who've done it. I just don't know how many people have documented it.
Because I think that's the thing as well. Doing it as cheap as possible. It depends on what you're after, really. Mm-hmm. If you're just after something that's going to get you out camping, mm-hmm. that you can sleep in, you can carry your stuff, and you can go away in, yeah, you can do it really cheap. If you're looking for a really high-spec, smart-looking van, you're going to have to pay for it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, you can get your checkbook out and pay somebody to do it from start to finish. That's kind of what we're here for.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, you know, not everybody out there has got, you know, a big fat wallet and all the spare time to do it. Sorry, they've not got the money, but they've got the spare time, for example. And again, through lockdown, lots of people bought vans and, you know, converted them in when they're on furlough and whatever it may be. But yeah, you can build a camper van for literally nothing if you are resourceful enough ballsy enough.
Brilliant.
Right, is that all in terms of the questions?
Yeah,
so
that's our Patreon ones for now.
Mm-hmm.
We got listed down. You want
to
cover
no, we've got. So the plans for the future then, I think we've sort of dabbled in that really, and what we want to bring to everybody with the podcast. So we want to be able to film it so you can enjoy it on YouTube. You can see our smiling faces. If you want to, do you know what? I got into podcasts because of YouTube. I followed a certain guy, in fact, Adam Savage, who was on Mythbusters back in the day. And it was through watching him I found what's called the Tested, the Still Untitled podcast. And it was on YouTube. And it was, I then found out what a podcast was. And then I started downloading the podcast apps, and then I found other podcasts, and it sort of snowballed. And when I was starting a business, I was working on my own, and I kind of needed a bit of company. So having people talking in the background, having people talking in the background was kind of, you know, comforting. So I'd listen to a lot of podcasts, and maybe we can do the same. So plans for the future, I guess, a podcast once a week. I'd really like to be able to bring everybody a podcast once a week, and I'd like to bring a guest in maybe once or twice a week, once or twice a month. You know, so we can actually provide people with that outside knowledge. And we've got lots of contacts in the trades now. You know, we've already had guests come in and we talk about things like key cutting or wiring or mechanics or even valeting. You know, the guys over at Valet Pro, they've been brilliant to us. So we want to do more with them.
Well, I guess put it out to anyone listening, if there's anyone listening that has a trade that's relatable
for sure
and, sort of around camper vans,
Absolutely,
please get in touch. Our email is info@coomballeycampers.co.uk.
Yes.
So you can get hold of us there.
Yeah, definitely. Or by any of the social medias. Obviously, this is known as the Campervancast. It's obviously powered by us at coomballeycampers.co.uk. And again, it's just going to be... It's an extension on the services? No, not really. It's going to be a new thing. It's going to be totally new. It's going to be totally for everybody listening. So if you've got any suggestions for future podcasts, or you would like us to talk about anything in particular, or there's any guests you'd like us to bring in, then absolutely. And if you'd like to sponsor the channel, then we are all ears. You can certainly get in touch. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
And going back to that, you're saying it's something slightly different. You didn't call it the Coombe Valley Campers Cast or anything like that. You've given it a little bit of a name. I mean, the logo is still in there, but
yes,
what's the reasoning behind
CVC logo that you'll see emblazoned on all of our uniform, I'll call it, but our hats and our hoodies and our clothes and our, you know, caps and stuff like that. Yeah, so the Camper Van Cast. If you're watching it on the video, you can actually see the logo here. The Camper Van Cast, because although there is a T1 splitty on the logo, we're not just about VWs. In fact, we barely mentioned VWs today, really, haven't we? It's about camping, camper vanning, going out in a camper van, or even creating a camper van, and that can be done using any vehicle, really. Again, that's another idea I'd like to do one day. I'd like to create a van from maybe a camper from the smallest vehicle, you know, a push bike and sidecar, you know, anything. I think you can literally make a form of transportation that you can not necessarily live in, but certainly go out and enjoy a weekend down in, you know, Dorset or up in Scotland or in Wales or whatever it may be. We've got such a beautiful country we live in, and Europe's on our doorstep. I think it would be a shame not to, you know, go out there and actually experience it for yourself. You know, even just going to Wales is remarkable. It's beautiful over there, and I can't wait to get back over there next year. So it's going to be next year now, sadly, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, at least.
Come on, 2021. We cannot wait for you to start. Without putting a downer on 2020. Although it's been rubbish for a heck of a lot of people, it's also been quite incredible for some people as well. So we can't put too much of a downer on it. But I think that is kind of all we need to sort of chit-chat about you today.
So
it was always going to be an intro, wasn't it,
really?
Yeah,
I want to introduce what we're looking at, get our Patreon supporters involved in, if they have any questions that they wanted to know. Just sort of tell everyone what it's about, what they can expect. And that's moving on to what we're going to be doing on episode 2, I guess.
Episode 2. Well, let's call it episode 1. This is going to be the prequel. I don't know.
The official episode 2.
The official episode. Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out. The next podcast. We are going to be chit-chatting between ourselves, and we may even bring somebody else who is a long-term campervanner as well, regarding why we should get a campervan and what to consider. So step 1 of actually moving into a campervan, or moving towards purchasing or converting a van.
Yeah, so this is before you've even bought one.
Before you've even considered what insulation.
Money,
yeah, absolutely. So before you've even considered what windows you're going to put in, or the interior layout, whether you want to camp in it or live in it, let's chat about why you'd even get a van, I think, because there's so many different things that we can consider and we can chat about with regards to that. And again, we can bring in somebody to talk about it as well. So awesome. I look forward to it.
Yes,
absolutely. But to everybody listening, thank you so much for even waiting this long and listening for the period of our internet rambles, I guess.
Yeah, general chats. Yeah.
Yeah. So, how are we going to round this off, Dan?
I think we should
a jingle.
We're going to get up and do a little song and dance. Yeah.
I think
end it on a musical note. Lee's prepared a small song.
I guess for now, this is the Campervan Pod. I'm going to mess it up at the end of each one. Okay, so let's try that again. So for now, this is the Campervan Cast. I am Lee.
I'm Dan.
And thank you for now, and we shall see you next time. Bye-bye.
Cheers.